in Canada off the coast of Newfoundland and Labrador, a controversial practice called culling began today. More than 12,000 seal hunters are participating in a huge harp seal hunt with plans to kill some 300,000 seals this season. Animal welfare groups say the hunt is brutal and bloody. Local fishermen argue that the cull is vital for the local economy and replenishes sparse cod stocks in the region. Joining us now from his home in Ottawa, Canada, is Brian Loggie, a reporter for the Toronto Globe and Mail, and thanks very much for being with us today.
Pleasure.
Why is it called a cull?
Well, actually, the word cull is a bit of a misnomer nowadays. It generally refers to the hunt itself, but cull is a word that one would use to select certain items, and in the case of the seal hunt, you select the best pelts. When the hunters were looking for white pelts, they would select those, and they would also select the dark grayer ones, but those that were mottled, they didn't generally go for, so hence the word cull.
Now, the in years past, and this was particularly controversial, the baby seals were the white seals that the hunters went for.
Yeah, that's correct. Those were seen to be the most valuable pelts, and they were the most they created the most attractive coats, I suppose. Those, of course, were the object of some fairly intense protests. They were, you know, if you've ever seen a baby seal, they're quite beautiful, quite cute, and that doesn't tend to go over real well, taking those.
And this year, they're apparently focusing on slightly older animals whose coats are gray by that point.
Yeah, they've been focusing on those animals for about 25, for quite some time, actually. As I was saying earlier, about 25 years ago, there were a number of protests up here, and the white coats just didn't go over very well in Europe and other parts of the world, so we've now started taking the grayer ones.
Now, the purpose of this cull is both to get those pelts for sale, but also, as they say, to protect fish stocks?
Yeah, that's true. There are, depending on who you talk to, 5 to 7 million harp seals in the area, and they do consume a lot of cod, a lot of turbot, a lot of halibut, and they are blamed for reducing the fish stocks. And, in fact, we've had some real difficulty up here, as you may or may not know, in the fishery. Cod fishery itself has essentially been shut down. So one of the efforts is to build that back up, and taking seals helps that.
Now, when you say 5 to 7 million harp seals, these are hardly then an endangered species.
Yeah, that's right. They hardly are. Now, again, 25 years ago, a lot of environmental groups joined with some of the animal rights groups to protest the hunt. This time around, however, a lot of those folks are not around, and they're not around because this is not exactly an endangered species.
And but yet this is very much the biggest cull in decades, as I understand.
Yeah, that's correct. It's about 300,000 a year, maybe a little bit more over a 3-year period. So they're getting up there. The market for the pelts is increasing. Because the seals are not exactly a species that are on the endangered list, at least up here, it's not seen as a big problem to increase the call because the demand seems to be up there.
Now, this is not just this year with 300,000, but as I understand it, 1 million authorized for this call over 3 years.
Yeah, that's right. I think if memory serves, the number is just under 1 million. But again, the numbers are just so large that there's a feeling among government officials that it won't affect the figures generally.
Who does the culling? Who are these hunters?
Well, there's a number of them. There's a group from Newfoundland that you're probably most familiar with. Some of the hunters are from points in Quebec. They are from a place called Île de la Madeleine. And in fact, you've probably seen your ads down there, at least I've seen them, and one of them has an individual holding a club. Usually the individuals who use the clubs are those from the Quebec area. Those from Newfoundland are tend to take their seals with a shotgun, actually, or the rifle, pardon me.
So they're shooting more than clubbing with baseball bats.
Yeah, that's correct.
We're speaking with reporter Brian Loggie of the Toronto Globe and Mail. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. So if it's not a matter, as you suggest, of protecting a species, what is the controversy there?
Well, I suppose the controversy is, do we need to take live animals to clothe ourselves? This is also an extension of the argument with respect to fur and the use of mink and chinchilla and other species. I guess it extends to that. And it's also a lot of the animal rights group are able to use images that are, not particularly savory to a number of people. That club that I mentioned earlier turns a lot of people off. So you have that to deal with up here.
An email question we received from Angela in Corvallis. Isn't commercial fishing more to blame for reduced fish levels than the seals?
Yes, people would argue that, and they'd probably be right. Nonetheless, the seals are a pretty voracious animal, and they do take their share as well.
Now, speaking of those who are involved in this hunt, well, also some people wouldn't really qualify this as a hunt. The seals don't put up a lot of resistance, do they?
No, that's right. They sort of come onto the ice in the springtime. They tend to sort of just sort of lay there, I suppose, and they're taken that way. So it's not really a sport. But then again, it's not a sport hunt. It's a hunt for livelihood.
Newfoundland and Labrador are quite beautiful places, but also very remote, austere. Not a lot of employment up there, is there?
Yeah, that's right. It's a rugged and lovely part of this nation, but the unemployment rates in that part of the country are a fifth to a quarter of the workforce. So we have a lot of people on benefits up there. Many of whom rely on the call for a substantial part of their livelihood.
And this is also part of the controversy. You get people who are very upset if they feel the government is putting the livelihood of harp seals against those of the fishermen who are struggling for a living with, as you suggest, the fisheries being, greatly reduced.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why you see a lot of the a lot of those individuals who are angry about the protests are fishermen and hunters together. It's something that they do in concert. And in fact, a lot of politicians from Newfoundland and other parts of this country are pretty upset about it as well. In fact, there's one minister in the federal government, as a matter of fact, takes to wearing a sealskin coat into cabinet meetings just to sort of make the point. And we also have a premier of a northern territory known as Nunavut, where there is a seal hunt as well, who tends to wear a sealskin vest. So it's not a one-dimensional issue.
Where are these pelts sold? Who makes them into coats besides those two ministers?
Well, I think there's a bit of a domestic market, there's also a market in the United States. There is some difficulty in getting the pelts over to Europe because, there is a continued controversy there. But the market is actually growing. If memory serves, I think $20 million worth of pelts were sold last year. So there's a demand out there.
Does the government try to keep track of the number of seals that are being killed and to make sure that they're being killed in a humane fashion?
Yes, there are. You are supposed to take the seals humanely, and you can actually be fined or even jailed, if memory serves, if you don't. Generally speaking, although I'm not entirely sure about this, but generally speaking, when a hunt like this takes place, the hunters themselves are given tags or they're sort of given a quota with respect to the numbers of seals they can take. Now, given that there are 300,000 of these taken every year, it's a pretty difficult thing to monitor. But it's one of those situations where you have a lot of fisheries officers in these areas, and if they catch you with more than the number you should have, then the authorities will deal with you.
Is the situation today sharply different than it was 25 years ago when the height of the controversy?
Yeah, it's quite different, actually. And I think I mentioned this earlier, but 25, 30 years ago, the hunt focused on the white coats, which are the pups that were born. Today, the hunt focuses on the gray coats. And these are seals that generally have been alive for about 4 weeks. Mm. They're also seals that have left that have left their mother at about 12 days. And in fact, sealers aren't allowed to take any pups before that 12-day period.
Brian Logie?
Generally takes 25 days.
Brian Logie, thanks very much.
You're most welcome.
Brian Logie, a reporter for the Toronto Globe and Mail. He spoke to us from his home in Ottawa in Canada. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.